As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hi and welcome. I am Joko, and joining with me always is none other than the Butter Girl herself, Haley.
Hey everyone.
This is the Anna Munchies podcast where we talk about life in Southern California from here in LA all the way to San Diego and everywhere in between. Flip on that nerd switch, talk about anime, gaming, and Haley's one and only specialty.
K-pop.
Yes, you guessed right. It is K-pop. Surprise, surprise. Thank you guys for joining us. This is Anna Munchies Podcast. We are on YouTube for this episode because it's our full episode where we break down the usual food, anime, gaming. Actually, no gaming this time, but of course, K-pop. And as always with these episodes, you can also find them on Google, Apple, Spotify, in terms of podcasts, of course, and also on YouTube. So let's get started with some food talk. Mm-hmm. Haley, we talked about some like entree dishes. We did hot pot last time.
Yes.
So of course, got to cool ourselves off with some dessert.
Yes.
What's our dessert spot this time?
What better way to cool off but with ice cream? Well, more soft serve, I guess.
Soft serve.
Yes.
I love soft serve too.
I know you do. He's obsessed.
I'm a
soft serve
boy.
Yes. I'm gonna say something, but I won't.
What were you gonna say?
You're soft like soft serve.
Oh, of course. She's trying to be mean to me. Like always.
No.
Anyways.
It's called Magpies.
It's called Magpies. And I guess it's not really a chain, but there's multiple locations.
Yeah, I think there's like three that I
three
can
locations.
Find.
Okay.
Tarzana.
That's close to us. So that's the one we go to.
Yeah, Silver Lake and then Highland Park.
Highland Park is the last one we went to.
Oh, that's where it is. Never mind.
See, Haley doesn't even know where she's been. We've never been to Silver Lake one, but The last one we went to was Highland Park. Actually, I think Highland Park is my favorite location.
I've never been to the one in Tarzana because I think you went with just Michael and Irwin.
I see. I mean, that was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But more recently, we went to the Magpies in Highland Park, and compared to the last time I went into Magpies in general, they've definitely upgraded in terms of like their different flavors offered, because it was really plain. I didn't really care for Magpies, to be honest.
Yeah, the first time I went, it seemed like he was very nothing, thrilled.
Yeah, it was nothing special, but now it's special. That's why we are talking about it on this podcast, because when we went to Highland Park, kind of changed the game, because now I got to see, I guess they revamped the menu. They have a lot more like creative and fun flavors to offer, which they did not have before.
I don't even know what they had before.
But like, I mean, what are some of the flavors right this now? Time? Yeah, like what do we?
There's one.
There's like even like honeycomb. I can remember it comes to mind.
Yeah, there's malted milk chocolate, sweet cream, corn almond, cracker jack.
Yes, Haley needs to practice reading.
Dark chocolate truffle. Because
she's struggling
right now. Birthday cake, blueberry pie, strawberry banana.
And the cool
thing, a lot of them are vegan.
Cool thing about this, because she loves stealing my thunder, is that majority, if not almost all of them, are vegan flavors too. So bring your vegan friends.
Yeah, it's made with oat milk.
Yeah, which is great, because I think a lot of ice cream and soft serve spots are finally incorporating oat milk. Mm-hmm. That's why there's a lot of vegan options. And it does a good job, too, because it has that creaminess to it still. So even though it's vegan, and people start getting worried that it lacks the creaminess that, you know, actual dairy and milk has for soft serve and for ice cream in general.
No, does a good job. The texture was good.
Because, I mean, Wonderlust uses a lot of oat milk now, too, because they have vegan flavors. And obviously,
and it tastes so good,
we love Wonderlust, so... But yeah, this is soft serve, so it's a little bit different in terms of consistency, right? Because it's soft serve. Mm. We're thinking more like somi, which is not vegan, though, unfortunately.
Or like McDonald's soft serve.
Yeah, those if you ever are able to get any, because those machines are always broken, apparently, or out of service.
Why is that?
I don't know. Now it's just like a running gag. Like, it's like a joke meme.
But I feel like every time we go, it's not broken.
Yeah, I know. That's the funny part. Then again, whenever we go, we never order soft serve. So
that's true. Unless you get like McFlurries.
That's not soft serve, though. It's like a different machine, though. It's like a...
No, they use the same machine.
Because soft serve is softer. Remember, because like McFlurry is like concrete almost. So it can't be the same machine.
But then how come they still say that it's out of order when it's...
It's a different machine. Anyways, let Haley...
I worked at McDonald's.
Let Haley reflect on that. And while we do that, I will go over some things I also liked about Magpies. They have like pies, like ice cream pies.
That's why it's called Magpies.
But they didn't have it at the Ventura location before. Didn't. So that's why I was surprised. I'm like, oh, they have pies they use.
It's like ice cream pies.
Like, it's so good, though. They're a little different. They obviously use some of the ice cream flavors, but there's like one that I really liked.
Yeah, it's called the original fried soft serve pie. And it's vegan.
Yeah, it's vegan, surprisingly. And then they use honeycomb, and you can get that as toppings, too.
Is that vegan, though?
Yeah, because it's vegan honeycomb.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't actually use honey for this one. So they use, it's probably like a mix of sugar and some other stuff, obviously. But it's vegan, and I mean, that pie is really good. Like, it has, like, streusel on it. It has, like fried crumbs and all this glorious stuff, and then topped with like there's fudge and honeycomb.
Yeah, and then the ice cream itself, the flavor was corn almond.
Really good. I actually really like it.
And I feel like when we ate it, it tasted like something that I've eaten before.
It's like it has this like salty sweetness to it, right? Like
I couldn't like put my finger on it though.
It's really good, but I think a lot of our other friends go, including Mark and his brother. They take Irwin a lot. They don't like that flavor, apparently. That's what Irwin told me. But then there's other flavors too. Like, what are some other interesting flavors that they
have? The drumstick soft serve pie.
There's like a different one. There's like a fruity pie or something with like
they have ube coconut.
Ooh, soft they got serve ube coconut. That sounds bomb too.
Pie, cookies and cream, blueberry.
There's something
birthday celebration. Yeah, I don't see the other
it might
ones.
Be that or
it
like
might,
some
they might
fruit
rotate
loops.
It.
Yeah, like not Fruit Loops. I'm sorry. Like Fruity Pebble kind of thing. Oh, they rotate everything.
Is it the birthday one?
It's possible.
It says Funfetti Cake.
I don't think it's that, but I mean, it's just like any other, like all these places that are usually good always have like rotational or and seasonal type of flavors that they go through. So it's really good because every time you go, you might be able to try something different, obviously.
The pie was good, but you should probably wait for it to thaw.
A little bit. Yeah. Especially because they give you plastic spoons and it's like...
Yeah.
It's just...
It tasted like, better when it your had spoon melted just bends. A little bit. Yeah.
So if you don't want to become Alakazam and bend your spoons right off the bat, just let it thaw.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, that's pretty much it. It's summertime right here in Southern California right now. It's freaking hot in some places. You can feel the heat unless you're in the coastal cities. So
lucky you guys who are out there are not even, like, worrying about the heat right now. Or if you're in SF, right?
Yeah. So. It's only if you live, like, inland like us. That you get all the heat waves.
We're kind of inland. Not super inland. We're like next to the, not next to like the desert, but we're in the valley, so it's like a bowl of heat.
Yeah.
But at least we got magpies.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
we have air conditioning.
That's true, too. We have central air conditioning, but we're talking about soft serve and magpies, Haley.
Okay, yeah.
Get it together.
At least we have ice cream, I guess.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's it. That's all I can think of. Magpies, check it out if you're in the area.
If you're interested with the times, it's from noon till 10 p.m. So they open later.
So they open pretty late. That's pretty good, too. So I think that's what happens, too. A lot of people get that snack craving and stuff and always, you know, late night runs. Jack in the Box, get a munchie meal.
I know.
Grab some magpies. Haley's been craving munchie meal for a while now.
Yeah, but then I thought it was at 8 p.m. It's at 9 p.m.
Oh.
I don't want to eat at 9 p.m.
I know, we're getting old.
Yeah,
we're getting old. This is what happens, guys. You have to eat early when you're getting old.
Yeah.
That's the sign.
That's why dinner has to be at like,
before 9. Before 9 at least, for me. But yeah, check it out. Magpies. And sucks getting old. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
So anyways, after our food talk,
there's another talk that we do right after following that every single time.
K-pop.
Haley's getting too excited
K-pop.
And moving around way too
Sorry.
Much. And it's her specialty, K-pop. And her like voice is fluctuating all these different, like going up and down, not into the microphone, all over the place. She's hitting everything. She's obviously very excited. Because guess what the topic is for today's K-pop talk?
BTS, of course, because they're always releasing stuff.
So, surprise, surprise.
There is no break in this fandom. Like, literally, every day that I wake up, there's something new on Instagram. And I'm like, shoot, now I have to catch up on all the BTS news. What's going on?
This may be off topic, but you've been, I think you're too excited and stuff. But your teeth is getting your lipstick on it. So, it's like pink, your teeth, your rabbit teeth that are pink.
Rabbit teeth like Jungkook.
So just letting you know because I saw you. It's slowly growing and growing.
Is it gone now?
Oh yeah, I guess you must have licked it off. Yeah, it's gone. Anyways, continue. BTS. So I guess something came out, right?
Yes. So as you can see here in front of me, I got the BTS Butter albums. We talked about it.
Both colors.
Right?
Yes, we did talk about it. If you tune into our podcast-only episodes, which happens in between these episodes every week. We have a podcast episode literally every week, if you include this video one. So please tune in. Check us out. Leave us a like, follow on Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Pocket Cast, wherever you listen to your podcast. And that's where we talked about Haley's hunt for the BTS butter.
We talked about the hunt for butter. But then we didn't talk about who I pulled.
Okay, so first off, she was successful with the hunt after 3 different Target runs.
Yes.
Target, by the way, had the cheapest BTS albums for butter at $22.88.
Yes.
Which is hella cheaper than everywhere else.
Because everywhere else, I think, is like around $30.
And then you can't just reserve it and buy it because you don't know which color you're going to get. So it's also always recommended to go to the store for your K-pop albums because there's always going to be more than one version.
One version, yeah.
So you got to pick out the ones that you want. Ask for the inventory and definitely check it out and pick it yourself. Yes. But Haley was talking about who she pulled right on her photo cards because all K-pop
albums
come with photo cards that are random.
Random, yes.
So it's like booster packs, like Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh. You don't know what the hell you're going to get.
Exactly. You hope for the best.
You pray.
So for the longest time, I've wanted V because out of all the albums that I have from
which she
BTS,
has a lot of.
I've never pulled V for some reason. I don't know why. I feel like I was cursed. I was like, oh my God, like I hope this time I'll be able to get him because from the Peach, was it the Peaches one? Which one did I? Oh no, the cream version. V looks really good.
Yeah, I mean, to me, he always looks good.
No, but so in this one, I think he looked the best out of all the members. And I'm Jimin biased, but V looked really good. And I was like, please, please, BTS gods, let me pull V.
Then she did some crazy BTS tribal chant and some dancing around the house.
I didn't do that. Some people, hello, you BTS. Know what's funny, though? You say that, but people actually have, like, they dance. Make talismans, or however you pronounce
Talibans. Wait, you're talking about the Taliban?
How do you pronounce that? Talisman?
Yeah, talismans.
Okay, so people make talisman. Them. Depending
it sounds
on what,
like you're talking Tagalog. Talisman.
Depending on what member they want, they make a talisman of the member, and they, like, rub it on their album, like, hoping that they'll
rub
get
it on
it.
Their album, rub it on their face and their breasts,
yeah.
Their private
well, I
areas.
I didn't do any of that. I just hoped. I was like, please. All I said to him was like, please let me get V. Please let me get
And
v.
I just told her to be positive because she's always very negative. I shook her hand good luck and I touched the album. You made me touch
oh,
the
yeah.
album. I was like, oh, V's going to be here. Watch.
Okay. So, and then, so I set up because I did an unboxing because just in case I wanted to see like my reaction, who I pulled. And I was freaking screaming so much. I was, like, literally shaking when I saw who I pulled. Obviously, I got Tay. V.
Tay V.
Well, some people know him by Tay. And
V.
V.
You got him.
I
he
got
came
him.
Home.
I can't believe it.
He
I was
shaking.
I was shaking. I was like, look at my
I was
hand.
Like, what the
They're
fuck
shaking.
Is wrong with you? Are you
I
okay?
Couldn't. I couldn't control myself.
Calm
I was
your tits.
Shaking.
Calm your hands and everything. She's, like, perspiring and
I was so
shivering
sweaty.
And,
oh, my God. And,
like, she was going to meet them or something or, like, perform
yeah,
or some shit.
Oh, my
shit.
Gosh.
I don't know.
My anxiety levels were so high, too, before I even opened them. When I had them, the albums, I had them for, like, a day already, and I hadn't opened them because I was so, like, anxious. I was like, I don't want to open them.
Anxious, and she was like, oh, the lighting. Oh, I want to make sure the Not lighting. Yet. Oh, it looks nice and light.
Well, that was second. But then mainly I was just, like, afraid to open it, and I didn't want to be disappointed. I wasn't. So from
it's
the cream.
Quite the opposite,
yeah,
right?
From the cream version, I got V. And then from Peaches, I actually pulled his bias. And I didn't even realize
Mr.
at the time.
Handsome himself.
But the thing is, like, I feel like I always pull Jin. I pulled him a
no
lot.
No problem with that.
There is no problem with that. But I wish I pulled Jimin more. But, you know.
Maybe you'll be able to trade with somebody. Obviously,
oh,
you
yeah.
can't trade with Melissa since Jimin's her
no,
bias.
I know.
So it has to be Elise.
Yes.
You got Jin on the trade block.
Yeah, let's see who she gets. I think her albums came in today and she got the pre-order bonus. So there's
Ooh, good for
a
her.
Higher chance. Because with the pre-order bonus, you get 3 photo cards.
Oh, okay.
Well, not 3 photo cards.
But they're,
you get
are
2
they
photo cards and then like the message.
Oh, 2 like random photo cards too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn. Okay. So if she gets a Jimin and no Jin, I think the cards are set in your favor.
Yes. I was like, yes, I'll trade him.
Okay, so, I mean, Jin, for the most part, yeah, you do have a lot of him.
I
have
do.
No problems with that, because that's my bias. And then she pulled V, who's my bias wrecker.
Yeah.
But, actually, V's in a big, an eternal fight with Jungkook as my wrecker right now.
But, you know what's funny? I have a lot of Jungkook,
unfortunately.
Too.
I have no problems with that, either.
I feel like the ones, V and Jimin are the ones that I pulled the least. Well, V was, like, only once.
Yeah,
but
this
everyone
is the first
else,
time.
I pulled Suga twice. I have no problem
Suga.
With Suga.
I like Suga
I
a
like
lot
Yumi.
Now. He's grown on me a lot.
Yeah.
It's not like I never not liked him, but like
yeah,
I
he
just
grows
he
on
was
you.
Very neutral to me.
Yeah.
But the fact that we're also birthday twins
yeah.
and
we
I'm watching
birthday.
How he is, I think it's he's grown on me a lot.
Yeah.
He's probably like
he's
fourth
so cute.
Or fifth for me now.
It's funny too because so like 2 of my friends actually have been telling me that lately Yoongi has been like growing on them a lot. So one of them, so she has like a bias and bias wrecker, and then she has Yoongi, but she says that is the man that I want to marry, like that's who I would want my husband to be. She'd want someone like Yoongi.
Mine's definitely Jin still. The man cooks, he tries his best and hardest, and has the best jokes.
Oh my goodness, the best jokes.
That's husbando material.
Okay,
for sure.
And the other one is Early. She texted me, like, a couple of days ago. She's like, oh, my God, like, Yoongi has been really wrecking me lately.
Dang, that sounds really dirty, the way you say it.
Well,
oh,
it's
I've
wrecker.
Been getting wrecked.
Wrecker. It's like a wrecker.
That's
another I mean?
Wreck means something else in derogatory
Oh, yeah, because I asked her, I was like, wait, who is your wrecker anyway? Because, like, her bias is Jungkook. And then her record is V, but then she's like, oh, lately it's been Yoongi though. There's always that third person. For me, now it's Jungkook.
And then, like I said, mine is obviously is Jungkook also.
Yeah. Fuck Jungkook.
Every time I see him, like, doing shit with Jin, it's just like, damn.
Oh, yeah, they're cute together.
They're good match and pair together.
Yes.
It's like, what's that? The Makne and the Uni?
No. Uni.
Uni?
And poor girl.
Sea urchin, right? Oh, that's Jisoo. Jisoo's Uni. What's the male version? Makne and the...
Hyung.
The Kuya.
Yeah, so like, there's the Makne line, which is Jungkook, V, and Jimin. And then the Hyung line is the other four members.
Right, because they're older. But then, like, literally the youngest is Jungkook.
Yeah.
The Makne. And then
the oldest is Jin.
Yeah. So...
Uni.
I was like, Uni? How come that sounds like...
No, Uni is like if a girl... Like, so Early calls me Uni.
Yeah, older.
For like, if you're a girl...
Oh, it has to be...
You have to be a girl to call someone Uni.
So what can I call Jisoo? Kuya?
No!
Hyung Jisoo.
Nuna. Nuna? Wait, is she older than you?
No, but then like that's what everyone calls her, you know what I mean? Because she's the oldest in the Blackpink fandom.
What does a guy call?
I don't know. I still call her Uni. Uni! Jisoo. Uni. I just think of, you know,
Sea Urchin. Oh, no, you would call her Uni. I'm confusing myself.
She's not the only one she's confusing. She's confusing both of us. Anyways,
what I wanted to talk about BTS was their new song, Permission to Dance, which is also on this album. So there's two songs. There's Butter and Permission to Dance.
And then they had the release.
Yes, the release was on the music video release for Permission to Dance. PTD for short, which is what everyone's calling it, was on July 8th, and it already has 60 million views.
Surprise, surprise, right?
It didn't hit 100 million, like, within the first 24 hours.
Like, well, did Butter or Diamond... Butter, I mean, Butter's still, I think, one of the best songs
Butter did.
For me, like, BTS-wise. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, for their... So this is their third English song. For me, it goes... Butter, Dynamite, and then Permission to Dance.
Right.
But Permission to Dance is really catchy. I actually really like it.
And this dance is very simplistic. Yeah, really so nice. Anyone can learn it.
Yes, I'm currently learning it.
She learned it. Not even currently. She's doing good. She got it already.
I'm not that good yet.
Yeah, that's true.
What?
Why is the face like that? Shook. Why are you shook?
I'm just being honest. I'm not. I have the bass down, but now I have to like clean up the moves, basically.
But that's always how it is.
In parts of the chorus, wait, it's not even the chorus. What would you even say that part? That da, na, 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 na.
Yeah, the outro.
Outro?
Yeah.
Outro. They use sign language.
Which is really cool.
So
it was a nice
fun,
thing to incorporate. Yeah.
It's fun, and then dance, and then peace.
Yeah. So check it out if you haven't checked it out. The video is really cool.
Yes, and they've been doing a lot of like live performances, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, she really watched a couple of videos.
Yeah, there was
one
Jimmy Fallon. They did the live.
So, I mean, check it out if you haven't. And make sure you grab also the BTS Butter albums because they're actually hot right now. And a lot of one of the targets is sold out of all of them.
Yeah.
Quote, unquote, apparently.
Apparently.
So.
But it's a really nice album. And I feel like the colors like inside the album, it's very happy and very summery.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I like this concept a lot, actually.
Anything with food. You got me. So, and then moving on to another K-pop news, because it's not just BTS today, Haley. Blackpink.
Yes.
As you can see, because we have the light stick in front of me. They released the movie trailer for 4+1, or the Blackpink the movie, right? For the 50th year anniversary. So we watched the trailer. It's pretty exciting. I mean, it's kind of what you think.
Yeah, it's what I said.
It's like it is a documentary, kind of like, you know, personal and actually like more of them really talking and getting personal about like
behind
the journey,
the scenes of their
so get concert. Excited if get the tickets if you still haven't gotten it because I'm sure it's starting to fill up now. And that's pretty much it. If you haven't gotten the tickets, then what are you doing?
Yeah, we're seeing it on August 8th.
Yeah, the day that
they make 5 year anniversary,
their official real 5 year since that's when they released on August 8th. So check that out too. And, I mean, we'll move on from Haley's specialty. Bye-bye, Haley's specialty.
Bye, BTS.
We'll talk about it more and talk about more stuff. Like, if, like I said, if you tune into our regular, just normal podcast episodes, so check that out. We talked about like Haley's BTS butter hunt and a lot more other BTS, and not just BTS, but K-pop topics, you know, within the past like couple episodes, if you've been listening like the past couple months, right? There's a lot of things that we talk about, a lot of random stuff too. It's pretty fun. But no gaming this week, so obviously that means one other topic is left on the agenda. That topic is anime.
Anime.
And it's not an older, it's not a newer anime.
Like, yeah,
reverse.
Anime.
Let me reverse what I just said. It's actually an older anime, and I remember watching it back in college.
Yeah,
so that was a while back. So like over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Almost 10 years ago.
Since 2011 came out.
So yeah. So it was 10 years ago for this one.
Oh yeah, it's 10 years ago.
So what anime would that be, Haley?
It's Kimi ni Todoke, which means From Me to You.
So this is, as you can expect from the title itself, yes, it is a shoujo.
It's a shoujo.
Like I said, my guilty pleasure, shoujo and harem. Yeah. So this is one, this fits under that.
I'm good with shoujo, harem, not so much.
Yet. Harem is more geared towards males, or if you swing that way, unless it's a reverse harem.
Harem, yeah.
Like, but yeah, so for the most part, Kimi ni Todoke, that's like, I feel like it's like the grandfather of shoujo.
Yeah,
like, you know how like Naruto, One Piece, and Bleach are like the grandfather, and Dragon Ball, obviously, the grandfather of like shonen, and that's what the most known one, like Kimi ni Todoke is like one of the big ones from shoujo. And it's really good. I mean, what did you think?
I liked it a lot. I'm glad that it was two seasons, but I was kind of shocked.
Enough.
Said it was only 12 episodes for the second season. He was like, okay, that's the last episode. I was like, you're joking, right? Because the first season was 24 episodes. So I was expecting season 2 to also be 24 episodes. It was only 12.
Nope, yeah. That's just 12 so episodes for the second season.
But yeah,
I like the opening song too.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't give it away.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's about the premise, if you haven't heard of it, it's a shoujo. It follows this girl named Sawako. But a lot of people call her Sadako,
which is
the name of the girl from the ring in the Japanese, like the official original ring. Like, so it's supposed to be like, you know, horror, right?
Yeah.
But no, she's just like a girl that kind of looks like that. And people are she's actually really awkward.
Yeah.
She's not really good socially.
Awkward.
And she always, you know, thinks a lot, overthinks.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't really know her, like, or have gotten to know her.
Yeah, they're kind
of
scared of her
because
they always
of Sadako kind of thing.
Feel like she's the ghost of the school, kind of.
Yeah, and then she always looks like she has like these like derpy like faces.
Yeah.
So it's like she always seems creepy.
Funny.
She's like, "Ohio, like good morning."
Yeah,
but she seems creepy.
Yeah.
But she means well. Like she's like super, super cute
she's
and
super nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. She always wants to like, you know, help out and does stuff to help others.
Yeah, but she's just very socially awkward and she doesn't know how to like approach people because she already has like a name for her as being
like
the creepy girl.
Yeah, like she really came into school like and has this like title on her, right? People think of her like that. But guess what? Like her first day of high school, right? Meets like her Prince Charming.
Yes. But it wasn't Kazuhaya. Even that way that she didn't look at him like a Prince Charming. It's more like she idolized him
because he's really
like
nice towards everyone.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I want to be like him because like whenever he's talking, like people will just flock to him. Like he's Mr. Popular, basically.
But at the same time, he's not like
a
douche dick
or anything. He's super nice.
He's like really open and nice to everybody, like, you know, for the most part. And
so she's always like thinking like, I want to be like him.
Yeah. She like really looks up to him and like respect and like she said, like idolizes him, like kind of thing. And then, so, I mean, as you know, it's a shoujo. So obviously romance is involved.
Tell that they're going to fall for each other eventually,
but you'll see.
Yeah. There's like kind of twists and stuff.
There's like twists and turns with any type of shoujo, right? So, I mean, for the most part, just, I think also what I really like about it is her friends.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, the side characters,
so
are
good.
Very good. I think out of a lot of the shoujos, if not, like, all of them, they have, I think, the best well-written and well, like, you know, like, these side characters aren't just plain side characters. They're really involved. They're very, very unique and fun.
You fall for them as well.
Yeah,
they're
like,
really
you get excited
nice.
And you, it's like, kind of like Friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Friends and like The Office, where like the side characters do make a
they're
big impact.
They're just all
impact.
Equally as good as the
yeah.
main characters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's fun. I thought it was a lot of fun to watch when I was watching it by myself back like 9-10 years ago, right? Yeah.
But then he told me, he's like, oh, I'm glad I'm rewatching it with you, because like there's some parts that I didn't really remember.
Right. And then I think a lot of Haley's friends too were recommending Kimi ni Todoke.
Because after I watched Hori Miya, they're like, oh, you should definitely watch Kimi ni Todoke.
Right. I mean, you should. I mean, like I said, it's textbook shoujo.
I was like, okay. Because I'm like open to that now. Because I watched Aoharu as well.
Which it's been unlocked. Your shoujo genre has been unlocked for Haley.
Yeah, I think
Haley.
I was like mistaking it for harem. That's why. And I was harem like, I'm and not like maybe,
you know
that.
What? People. Okay, here's another thing too. A lot of people mistake harem thinking it's ecchi.
No, I don't even too. Think. I never thought it was ecchi.
I like
ecchi.
Harem, but it's like, I don't like. I'm not a big fan of ecchi. Like, ecchi is cool. I mean, sprinkle it in here and there. That's like fan service for guys, right?
But that wasn't even like why I don't like it. I just, I don't know.
But I think, yeah, because ecchi for the most part is sometimes over the top. It's like, no, we're not even paying attention to the story or like the things going on. It's just focused on, you know, all
and
that.
And dumb thing too, with Darling in the Franxx. That's not even like friggin', and that was friggin' ecchi.
Yeah, there was like more, it's there was a lot more ecchi and fan service than expected for Darling, but. I really wish they could have done such a good job with Darling in the Franxx. I think they had a good base.
A lot of people were disappointed.
Maybe the manga itself, because I never gave it a chance. The manga wise, might be better than the anime. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I don't really know to be honest. I want to go back and revisit that, to be honest, because I want to like finish it and check it out before I can fully, you know, critique everything. Mm. But besides that, I mean, Kimi ni Todoke, we bought the manga.
Yeah.
Like the books, and then I think I read the manga actually. I just
did
don't
really?
Remember. I like skimmed
so
a lot of it.
Did they ever end up kissing?
I feel like they did, and I feel like also like you'll see pairs for like the other characters that were kind of hinted at in the anime, but then there's like they never really went in depth.
Yeah.
Like for a lot of them. Mm-hmm. So if you watch the anime, you should definitely check out the manga. It's like it's just like everything. Yeah, it continues everything, and you know you really get to dive in more into like the whole story and the plot. Because Kimi ni Todoke, I recommend it. It's super good.
Yeah,
it's a good slice of life, sprinkle of like romance and comedy every now and then.
But, I think sometimes though, like people might get annoyed with Sawako.
Yeah, I mean that's probably
how
it is though.
Naive she is.
Exactly. She's just like a baby being born, like really just experiencing everything
like,
the first time.
Come on, like, can't you tell?
There's frustrating parts.
That?
Like but that's how it is with like every romance, like,
yeah,
for the most part, except for Hori Miya. Hori Miya is like the only thing I could say that is like,
oh, hard.
I can't believe they did it.
Bad either, though.
A little bit, but not like how Hori Miya is just like another level of shoujo where like it's like they're already together.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the hell is going to happen after that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Kimi ni Todoke. You liked it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two thumbs up kind of thing?
Yes, especially because Ryu is Gojo.
Oh, yeah, the voice actor of Ryu is Haley's simp for the life
my
of
simp daddy.
His simp daddy is Gojo
but,
and Kuro.
And Kuro, yeah. But he's, like, one of the side characters, but I really liked his character, too.
Yeah.
He's just, Ryu's like, so level-headed, but then, like...
It's funny because compared to Gojo, who talks a lot, and Kuro also,
he's
the opposite. Ryu doesn't talk as much.
He talked enough.
A good amount, I'm not saying he didn't talk at all, but yeah, he definitely had a good amount.
In the beginning, I thought he wasn't going to talk at all. I was like, talk more, please.
So there you go. If that's there's another reason for you to watch Kimi ni Todoke if you haven't, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want some slice of life action in your life, right? Kimi ni Todoke, highly recommended. Everyone who watches shoujo, I can guarantee you they've watched or like read Kimi ni Todoke. Like
it.
I said, this is like the OG shoujo series is Kimi ni Todoke. And if you haven't, Target, right?
Oh, yes.
You're going to grab at Target?
Yes.
What are you going to grab?
Butter.
I was like, what are you going to grab? And you're like, yes.
I thought butter.
In the dairy aisle, right?
Yes.
No.
BTS butter.
Yeah,
cream and peaches and cream.
And then,
like
so you go to the fruit, you go to the fruit aisles, and you go to the dairy aisles.
Yes.
Also, check out Blackpink. Get your tickets for the movie because I know a lot of you haven't yet. So get ready for that. And of course, end the day with some soft serve at Magpies. Bring your vegan friends. Vegan friendly. A lot of them are. A lot of flavors are vegan.
Yeah, a lot of flavors are vegan.
So check it out. Any last wise words of wisdom from you, Haley? Oh, you can't end it like that. Nope. You got to say something now.
I love you, Jimin.
And on that note, thank you guys everywhere around the globe for joining us. Wherever you are, stay tuned. And please tune in to our podcast. Please follow and listen to us there. Google, Apple, Spotify, every type of podcast spot that you listen to, tune in. And then, of course, this is one of the videos that one of the episodes that will have a video episode on YouTube. So you can always check us and tune in there. I will do better. This is my promise to myself and to everyone. I will start posting on our social media shit more.
You should even just post it on your regular Instagram. I need to do that too. Actually, after this, I'm going to video record, screen record, and then post.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, if we do that, we should post it on our Instagram, the Anna Munchies Podcast Instagram. Then from that, repost and share from that onto our personal stuff,
yeah,
which is what you'll see more of, I promise. So thanks, guys, for tuning in. We're still keeping at it. I'm having fun in doing this. You're having fun doing this, right?
Yes, because I get to talk about BTS all the time.
She gets to vent it out. To the world.
To the world.
And, my love for them. So thanks for joining us back to where we were. I was ending off, right? Wherever you are in the globe, as always, what was that you're doing, Haley?
Peace.
Oh. This is the PTD song, right?
We don't need permission.
Peace.
Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.